always like to see new businesses come to the area. That's a good thing. And when it's local guys doing it, it makes it even better. Entrepreneurs, as it were. New business, you may have seen the construction at the junction there of County 10 and Route 150 between Knoxville and Galesburg. And that new facility is going to be called Diamond Ag. And we're going to find out what it is they do as we are joined this morning by the co-owners of the business, Andy Flesher and Todd Bennett. Guys, good morning. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, guys.
Yep, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Well, Andy, I'll start with you. Let's talk a little bit about Diamond Ag and what you're all about and what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, we're excited. We Todd and I came together and we've been working together quite a few years. Both been in the ag retail business for I've been in for 20 years and Todd's been in for 30. Starting in October, we decided to go out on our own and start an independent ag retail business. We're starting with three locations, one in Mercer County, one in Warren County, and one in Knox County. So the Knoxville site just got started moving dirt here in the last week or two. So we're excited.
Will this be the first of the three facilities, or are you already up and running in one of the other places?
Yeah, we're up and running both in Aledo and Alexis. We purchased the old Berkey's location in Aledo, and so we are mixing liquid herbicides and liquid fertilizers out of that location. We built a brand new facility in Alexis out on the west side of town out by Highway 67, and we are, again, mixing liquid herbicides and fertilizers there. So Knox County is a little bit behind right now. We were hoping to be up and running a little sooner, but slow and steady, we'll get her done.
Yeah, sometimes viruses get in our way, don't they? We didn't expect this at all.
Todd and I are sitting in the office pretty late some nights. Sometimes we get to laughing about all the hurdles we've had to clear to get this thing up and going, but we'll take the punches as they come. We're used to it, and we'll get it done.
Andy Flesher and Todd Bennett, the owners of Diamond Ag, they'll be opening up over by Knoxville soon. Let me ask you this, Todd. Andy mentioned the fact you mix herbicides and things like that. So you'll be retail. You'll have what, fertilizer, herbicide, seed, just kind of covering everything for ag.
Yeah, pretty much all the total ag inputs will be available. We're in the process of designing and probably in the next 30 days starting a dry facility, so we'll be up and running with that by midsummer. And, you know, right now with custom application and all the agronomic inputs that a guy would need, we'll be able to service that.
Do you guys, I know you've gotten delayed, obviously. Do you have a target date now to maybe get this facility up and running, or is it kind of still playing it by ear with all the rest of the stuff going on?
Oh, of course, we're going to circle dates on the calendar just because that's the way him and I operate. But, you know, if we're up and running in Knoxville in 90 days, we'll probably all consider that a win. We are thinking right now maybe that'll be about the beginning to middle of what we call the corn tassel fungicide season. We may be able to run some product through there during that time, and then, of course, rolling into the soybean fungicide application season. Hopefully no bugs, but if we do get into a little bit of a bug run, we'd certainly be able to service the surrounding geography there on any insecticide needs.
How recently did you get your other two facilities opened up?
Well, we purchased the Aledo facility late 2019 and got all the guys moved in over the winter. So they had a place to start wrenching and getting prepared for the service season. Alexis, there in Warren County, we started mixing here a couple weeks ago, and we're fully operational. We've probably mixed, I think the number yesterday we were down there, they were at about 13,000 acres that they've loaded and serviced out of that facility, and we're at probably closer to 35,000 acres serviced out of the Aledo facility here this year. So we've started all three projects about the same time. Knox County's just been had a couple little hurdles to clear before we could really get rolling.
Andy Fleischer and Todd Bennett are the co-owners of Diamond Ag. Two facilities already open, one in Mercer, one in Warren County, and soon to be here in Knox County, just out, well, between Knoxville and Galesburg, right at County 10 and Route 150 there. And obviously a little bit different with this one because you're building from scratch in this particular case. And I guess some people say, it's like, man, what a crazy business to get into with the grain prices and things like that. But even with that, producers are still going to be growing. They're still going to need your product. So I guess it's not crazy in that respect.
Yeah, I think absolutely. The part that's neat to us, and I'll throw an analogy out there that maybe everybody listening can relate to. You know, we grew up in an industry that has consolidated, gotten bigger. There's some really big major players out there that we're competing against. We learned the business. We learned agronomic services. And, you know, our dream was to open our own facilities in our own hometowns. Todd raised his family in the Viola area. I'm raising mine currently in the Knoxville area. And, you know, this was a dream. So we're trying to compete with some of the really large entities at a pretty tough time in agriculture, as you mentioned. But I think we have some resources and some ideas to be able to go out there and compete with the big boys and succeed.
You know, sometimes people raised in Knoxville turn out okay, but we have Tyler, so I don't know.
There are exceptions.
we just never know.
I heard you guys the other day with Brad Clark on giving the Knoxville bandwagon.
Yeah, we had Brad, then we had Joe Burgess, and then we had somebody else. I don't remember.
We had Eric Matthews on.
Oh, Eric Matthews, a Knoxville grad, athletic director here.
Here's a little secret. You can ask John Asplund here a little later on this morning, but he was actually my English teacher at Knoxville High School there.
Really?
He was doing his student teaching at the time, so yeah, a lot of Knoxville.
That's why you credit him for speaking so well, right?
That is right.
We talk good in Knoxville.
Andy Fleischer and Todd Bennett, the owners of Diamond Ag, new facility that will be opening here just between Galesburg and Knoxville, already up and running in Mercer and Warren counties. I guess, and with this type of business in this day and age, and a lot of this has been since 9/11, I'm guessing, especially with fertilizer and any kind of chemicals, there's a lot of governmental hoops to probably jump through, isn't there?
Yeah, we've had our hurdles there, but for the most part, the Department of Ag in Illinois and the U.S. EPA, you know, they just make sure we got all of our permitting and all of our designs and to make sure that we're all in compliance. And for the most part, that they have been extremely helpful. And so that's why the facilities here in Aledo and the one in Alexis has been pretty seamless when it comes to them. It's just, you know, between the weather and this little COVID event that we're all dealing with, you know, we've had a few extra hurdles that we didn't plan on.
You know, with
started this thing in October.
With you handling seed and fertilizer and herbicide, is there ever not a busy season then? Because, you know, there's some guys that just sell seed, so they're, you know, busier at one time. So is there, with you guys kind of cover all seasons, don't you, in some ways?
Yeah, it seems like it's a 12-month job now. When I first started in this business 30-plus years ago, you know, usually August and September was kind of quiet for us, and November, you know, and then after the first year was pretty quiet. But it seems like anymore it's 12 months.
Yeah. Yep, busy time. Well, we look forward to chatting with you guys again when you get things up and running, and we don't know exactly when it'll be. I know there's hopes, and you got date circuit on the calendar, and when that gets a little bit closer, we'll get you guys back in to talk a little bit more about it. And it's kind of fun to see the construction happening. Probably more fun for you guys as you're watching things kind of play out there on that land.
It is. It's exciting. The guys are right now putting in 120 hour weeks, so we get kind of caught in the fray and don't really get to sit back and look and appreciate what's happening. Every now and again, we'll look back at pictures on our phones and what dates they were and wonder how we came so far so fast. But we're excited. We're surrounded with a great group of people. We probably have 40 to 50 new employees on board, and always looking for great people every day. And it's came a long ways, and we're certainly looking forward to the future. And it is on the south corner
of that intersection if you guys are in an argument again.
Oh, yeah. Well, we probably will be. That's what we like to do. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy when we say, well, it's across from the gas station. It's across from Tompkins. It's Caddy Corner from Blake.
Over yonder.
Right. Yeah, it's down that way.
Yep. Right there. Yep, you got it.
Diamond Ag is the new business coming to Knox County. They got a couple of other locations up and running, and we're always glad to see, I don't care what type of business it is, we love seeing local guys bringing stuff here. And anything else, guys, that we need to know about Diamond Ag and what you guys are going to be doing?
No, I don't think so. I guess the one thing that you guys will see in our tagline, it'll say Diamond Ag, and we're a member of the Novus Ag Network. We are relying a little bit on another entity, started by some local products to support us on the backside with some things Todd and I aren't real great at and we don't like to do, which is, you know, some HR things and payroll and a few of those back office items. So you will see Novus Ag mentioned out there also. We have some really good local people in the organization, guys like Dan Zink, who's a icon in the industry, we'll be working with closely. So there's some new exciting things to come. I think people will recognize a lot of familiar faces.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing in that type of business. You see a lot of people you recognize, and that's kind of the way it has to be, because if somebody doesn't recognize you, it's not easy to establish a relationship with somebody that's been a producer for a while.
You bet. It's a relationship business, no doubt. We all have to sharpen our pencils and make sure we have a fair price and good services. But in the end, it's a relationship business.
Absolutely. Andy Flesher, Todd Bennett, the co-owners of Diamond Ag. They'll be opening up sometime, hopefully very soon, here in Knox County between Galesburg and Knoxville, right at County 10 and Route 150, already opened up over in Alexis and Warren County and the Aledo area and Mercer County as well. Guys, best of luck, and thanks so much for joining us here this morning, and best of luck, and we'll get back with you again as you get things open up.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Have a great day. Andy Flesher and Todd Bennett joining us here this morning. That's really cool. Really cool that...